Joining us now is Andrew Kohut, director of the Pew Center for Pew Research Center for People in the Press. Welcome once again, Andy.
Happy to be here.
You've been poring over exit poll results from various places. What stands out so far for you? What's the lead on the evening so far as you see it?
Well, courtesy of the Fox News Channel, they've posted Missouri and Delaware exit polls, and we have a nice example of what the Kerry formula is. He won in Missouri, Delaware, just the way he won in New Hampshire, on the basis of his strong electability, overwhelming support of those among those people who want to go out, and beat Bush more than anything else. He appealed to both moderates as well as liberals. And in each of these places, his victory the previous week has propelled him with a bounce. Among the people who say they decided in the past week, Kerry has this enormous margin in Missouri, Delaware, and perhaps some places that we'll see down the road where he's doing real well tonight. So there's a Kerry formula in place, and it's served him well in just about every place that I've seen except South Carolina.
Yeah, but how much does the primary electorate look like the November electorate?
Well, I don't think that the primary electorate in South Carolina is going to look like the Southern primary electorate. There's a really interesting clue.
You mean the Southern primary electorate or the Southern November electorate?
Southern general electorate. In South Carolina, the Democrats are much more religious. 56% go to church every week compared to 29% in Arizona, 15% in New Hampshire. Clearly a big church gap. But there's no difference in support patterns based upon religious attendance. Now, when we look at patterns of support by religiosity, in all recent elections, you see this tremendous pattern, especially apparent in the South. It's not apparent in the South Carolina primary.
Andy, did any of these questions in the exit polls ask voters about an eventual matchup in the November election against President Bush?
Well, they did not, because we're only polling Democrats or people who are participating in the Democratic primary. But it's clear that these people are overwhelmingly opposed to President Bush. 80% saying they're dissatisfied. Anywhere from 30% to 50% saying they're go so far as to say they're angry.
But in terms of how the candidate might do, I guess that bears on the electability question, and that shows what exactly.
In each case, Kerry does best on the electability factor, but one can only wonder if these charges about his being subject to special interest money will stick and affect that factor that's been so decisive and appealing for him in these primary races.
Andy Kohut, thanks very much.
Andy Kohut, director of the Pew Research Center. We've been talking about results from South Carolina, where John Edwards won, but also from Missouri and Delaware, where Senator John Kerry won. In 10 minutes or so, the polls will close in Arizona, another big primary of this week.
And a toss-up in Oklahoma at this point between General Clark, John Edwards, and John Kerry. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.